It was good, man. Good to be back out, moving around, guys flying around. We're just trying to stack days on top of days.
Yeah. Do you think you and Kirksey are putting together a pretty good rapport on the inside?
I'm encouraged by the entire linebacker group. We got a wonderful staff. Coach Slow, Coach Holland, they push us, they challenge us. We have intense meetings, and I just try to carry it over into the field. And we got a great group of guys on the outside and the inside, so trying to get better every day.
How does the, there's some questions in front of you, especially on the two ends. What type of, and there's also, questions about, where's that pass rush going to come from? Where's the pressure going to come from? How does that affect you?
It's 11 guys. That's what it takes, 11 guys. You got to have great coverage on the back end. You got to have great pressure up front from all seven guys, inside backers, outside backers, D-line. You have to have it all, and it takes 11. It starts really to get good pass rush. You got to be able to stop the run because that's what makes them pass. So it takes 11 guys, man. It's collective.
What have you thought of Emmanuel moving up to a position you might not be familiar with, but just moving that spot to start training again?
You say a position he's not familiar with?
Yeah, I guess for what he was working at in the spring is a little different than what he's
doing. I think it may be a little more natural for him because he played in college with his hand in the dirt. From what I've seen, he's tremendous with his hands. He's a big guy. He'll do good up there, I think so.
What have you seen and heard from Hugh Jackson that you appreciate?
Just his intensity. His intensity and his drive for success. It's contagious, and you can just see it around the building, in the community. There's a great feeling around here, and that's what you got to have. And he's raising our expectations, raising the standard. And so when you have that, you got a chance.
Is it different from what you've experienced before in the NFL?
It's always different. Every experience is different.
Right.
I try to approach each year with a grateful and humble attitude. It's a tremendous opportunity to be playing this game and to be a part of any organization in the NFL. So I just try to take it like that, and I appreciate each experience for what it's worth. And this has been nothing but great so far, so I'm excited.
Can a coach make a difference like that? Can he inspire guys to go beyond what their limitations are?
He has to. That's just the responsibility of a leader. You got to be able to take people where they want to go. And sometimes you got to have them, make them do what they don't want to do to get to where they want to go. And so that's the job. And so every team is going to be a reflection of the leader. And that's the captain. And he's done a wonderful job. And you always can tell the greatness of the leader by how many people are following. And it seems like everybody's on the same page and going the right direction. And that's rare.
After you signed, you were asked about coming in and maybe being one of the leaders on this defense, and you basically said, hey, I'm just coming in to do my job, and then if that happens, that role happens to evolve for me, you're pretty comfortable with it. And now that the offseason program's gone, we've gotten into training camp, and the defense, there's a lot of questions, some youth on that side of the ball. Are you seeing that role for you start to develop that leadership role?
Well, I think a leadership role as a middle linebacker is always natural. It's by position. But you just talk about like leaders in the locker room and leaders on the defense. You got three Pro Bowl guys, Paul Kruger, Joe Hayden, Tremont Williams, guys who won Super Bowls. And so I'm always trying to defer to their experience, their guidance. But as far as structure, keeping everything together, it's always going to be on the middle linebacker. It's just like getting everybody lined up. It's his job, his responsibility. So I have to embrace that role. But we got a lot of guys, and it's going to take 11 guys with like-mind, alpha male mentalities to put together a beast of a defense, and that's our goal.
How complex is Ray's defensive scheme?
Being in it, it doesn't take long to learn. It's very simple to learn, and you have to study, you have to pay attention, you have to trust it. And he's a wonderful, wonderful defensive mind. And you track his career, he's been top 10 defense pretty much everywhere he's gone, even on teams that weren't as successful as a whole, but his defense was. And so I'm excited to see what the year has in store. I'm excited to play with him.
What have you thought of the pace of practice? It seems like you guys were, for a first practice, just nonstop kind of moving out.
Oh, the conditioning around here is a max. Conditioning is at a max, and it's good. You know, I feel like that's always been my approach, is practice has to be harder than the game. If practice is hard, and the game would be easy. And I think Hugh takes that approach in the way he approaches everybody in the building, all the staff guys. It's intense. The weight room is intense. The meetings is intense. The schedule is intense. But I think it's equipping us for what's ahead.
And tomorrow, for a guy like you, hear that Hugh says it's going to be a physical camp. I mean, at your position, what do you think about that?
I'm playing in AFC North. You know, it's one of the most physical conferences, if not the most physical conference in football. So to be the best in that conference, you're going to have to be the most physical team. There's no other way around it. And that's why you have linebackers.